Roll call, please.
Drew?
Yes.
Emel?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
Very good, the motion carries. With that, we'll move on to new business number one. It's, old business number one is the dock update, and at this point, I'll turn it back over to you again, Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You probably spent there in the packet as well, but we have received a quote from P&D Engineering. They're the preeminent engineering firm in the state when it comes to waterfront projects. They were the engineer of record on the old dock, although I imagine most of the staff has changed since then, and they were the engineer of record on the new dock. So in light of the no damage to the old dock and the earthquake, I mean, we don't think there's any damage to the new dock, but this would have them come in, give the new dock a full bill of clean health, and then examine the old dock, see what the real extent of damage is, and then develop a rough order of magnitude for cost repairs. And once we have that in hand, if council elects to go with that, that will guide what actions, if any, are taken with the old dock. And then, so it's about $15,000, so it's not cheap, but it's difficult to decide how to move forward with the old dock without knowing what is the full extent of the damage.
And we'll address that at a later item in the agenda. Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions, Jordan? Not hearing any. We'll go ahead and move on to new business, our grant application and reviews. We did spend a long time on this afternoon. We got a fair turnout. We a couple sections we'll have to be working on, see if we can do an extension for those and see if we can get up a few more, but we don't want to hold up these applications. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Jordan to follow up a little bit in that, and then we'll vote to get these grants moving.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So as of right now, we have 69 completed permit holder applications. Those can be processed and paid shortly. It's going to be roughly $6,800 per permit holder. And with council's permission, I'd like to extend the sign-up deadline for the permit holder application through the end of this month. The catch may be somebody hasn't heard of it or just displaced paperwork or life got in the way. So that would enable council to review those permits, the applications at the meeting on the 6th. So that's where we stand the permit holders. Not the 6th, the 13th. And then for the small businesses, I passed out a distribution plan. So in the permit application for the small business owners, there was four tiers. It was based on your sales from the previous year. So for every tier so it was 1 point per tier. So the smallest business had 1 point, and the larger businesses, the largest business category was 4 points. So you can see there's a total of 30 points, and that works out about $3,600 per point. So you multiply your points by 3,600, and that's the total amount. So this is proposed distribution plan. Unless there's any questions on that, then we'll follow the standard format where we notify people who were awarded funds, check and ask to see their. So they have to send, everybody has to send in a W-9. So the permit holder, the small business, and the nonprofits have to send in a W-9. It's non-taxable, but we do need to see it for our account, for our audit purpose, as well as just general record keeping in case the state ever comes back and says, hey, where'd the money go? You can show them. So with council's permission, I'd like to stick with this distribution plan for the small businesses. And then we did have three nonprofits apply, the radio station, for Aleutian Broadcasting, Alusha, the family co-op, and the teen center. We did set aside roughly $60,000 for community nonprofits. Just based on today's conversation and across the board split evenly, $20,000 for each, I would go a long way to helping, especially with the teen center. They don't They don't have a really high overhead, but they do a great job. They do bills to pay and staff time and utilities and all that, so it'll be a good shot in the arm for them. So with council's approval, we would like to start distributing these funds. It's not going to go out all out at once. We don't have enough money in our bank right now to cut the checks. So we'll focus on businesses, the nonprofits, and then just start working with the permit holder application as it came in. So we're not going to do it alphabetically or just going to go first in, first out. And then there'll be a delay at some point with the funding distribution once we apply to the state to get the next round released to us. But that shouldn't take very long. And then we can go from there.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jordan. And also we did have, I think there was four maybe of small businesses that kind of fell into a fishing deal, and we'll take care of those at next month and bring those back to the deal so we can take care of those ones at next month. So I just want to let you know that those haven't been slipped away. Those will come back. And I think go ahead, Shirley.
I was just curious about Toys Plus. Are they even open for business? It's been closed for over a year.
We could pull that one and find out and ask the owner on that one. Yeah. Okay. Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to move forward with all that's been presented today.
I'll make a motion to go forward with the nonprofit, the small business, and the permit grant applications.
Okay.
With, I guess, the extension for the permit.
Yeah.
What about the utilities?
And the utilities.
The utilities.
Yeah. Okay, motion has been made. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
A second by Amo. Is there any further discussion? Okay, very good. Motion carries, and we'll get in touch with those other ones that we discussed this afternoon, too, that fell into the apartment complexes. And so we'll get those out, and the deal for the question ones, we'll get in touch with them. And also the other ones will be brought back for the fish small business ones will come back again. So, okay, I really much appreciate that. I thought that went pretty well. I know this could have been got a little drug out, and sometimes they're really hard to deal with, but I have to say that went rather smoothly, and we'll hopefully get the rest of them pulled in on our second round. So, again, I thank you guys very much for that. With that, we are going to move right along to new business number two. It's our travel lift replacement options, and again, I'll turn the floor over to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the contents of this memo have changed a bit since we met today. Douglas. So the main issue right now is travel lift. As we discussed at length, it's 40 years old. It has a limited lifespan, and we're rapidly approaching that mark. So on the purchasing side, we're looking at worst case scenario about $1.4 million. So there's two options. One is the city to just eat it and pay for it itself. The second option is to apply with the Economic Development Association, or EDA. If you go the EDA route, nothing is guaranteed. It's competitive funding. It's not just filled out paperwork and here's your check. And secondly, it's EDA doesn't move all that quickly. It's federal. There's a lot of paperwork. It's not a fast process. So we can go that option, or we can do private financing through a firm that specializes in loaning or leasing equipment. As you can see here, with a sizable down payment, we'd be looking at roughly $12,500 per month payment for 7 years, and then the final balloon payment would be about $280,000 at the end of the 7 years. It looks like we may be able to get some funding from a partner, but that we won't know for sure on that until the 15th of this month. So, you know, the one advantage of this is that we can have it by next season. We know our costs in advance, and we know that we'll have it. So it's certainty versus uncertainty. Unfortunately, we don't really have the luxury of waiting. So there's that. Next is the crane. As we discussed today, the crane, 55-ton crane, simply overkill. I just went off what we had and priced it out. I know there was discussion, boom truck versus crane, you know, which is better. I have a preference. But if we do go after the EDA funding on this, it'd be vastly easier to get approved, if at all, if it was a new piece of equipment. Just the way they work, they don't want to get a used equipment business. So, you know, the price I have, $650,000, that's definitely overkill. Even if we went a smaller crane option, or the truck option, that would be significantly less. But before I can finish the application, I'll need, for looking capabilities, I would need direction on crane versus, you know, boom truck, because you need to price it out and give it detailed description. Again, I have no preference. It's whatever works best. So that's where we stand on that. And then, as mentioned earlier, the new gal will be here. I'll call him again tomorrow morning to get all the metrics.
Okay, I guess you're going to need direction today. One thing, we're minus two council members, and I'm sure we're under a time crunch. Is that true or not? We need to be moving forward, I'm assuming.
With the travel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll leave that up to the council on how they want to give direction to Jordan on the. We'll start with the travel.
Yeah, because we don't know if this fix is going to.
Right, yeah.
Well,
it's temporary for a year. You know, I mean, that's. We're really hoping that's going to do it.
I'd be in favor of going ahead and looking at purchasing a new traveler. I think it's time our fishermen do their written. That's where our revenue comes in at the harbor.
Okay. Marie, I'm just going to ask the board members that are present.
I agree with you.
Okay. So we got two. Amo?
Yes. No, I'm really fortunate to try to get whatever we can. A new machine is going to be by far more beneficial to us in the short term, and then also the long term on this. And if we can get, you know, people with donations or whatever to help us out with it, it'd be great also. And it looks like, you know, after 7 years, we'd have a chance to even extend the one lump sum down if we need to. So, I mean, if we could still play with that, I mean, that'd be really nice to just get something new in town. We need it, and just tired of always hearing about things breaking down in the old one and throwing more money at it. And it seems like it's an every month thing that there's something new that, you know, going wrong with it. You know, you get a boat haul, big boat haul, that after you think it's done and it doesn't work correctly, you know, then you're caught in the bind again. So we really need to get this going, no matter how.
I'll be trying to do it, but we're going to try to get this funding for it. Okay, very good. Thank you, Amo. Alan?
I don't think we have a choice at this time, you know, for the travel, so I support it.
Okay, very good. That concludes that portion, so you have direction to keep moving forward, Jordan, with the travel. With that, we'll move on to the crane, on where we want to go with the crane, and what Douglas, I'll let turn you.
Well, yeah, you know, I was asking some fishermen, you know, and you know, if we get something that is compatible with the Trident crane, you know, the 20 ton, you know, 40,000-50,000 pound lifting capacity. I did go down after the workshop this afternoon. I emailed Jordan and Shannon, the picture of what I was thinking about, you know, just so they could see what, you know, but, you know, I think that'll be just as efficient. I didn't look at their reach, anything, you know, and I understand Alan's concern about that there, but, you know, where you're, where the Trident's boom truck crane is mounted on the one I was thinking about, it's going to be mounted right on the back end, and so those outriggers are going to be extended out there, back up to the wall. We'd be about 2-3 feet away from the wall itself, but the truck being able to lift, because the one I sent up is a 52,000-pound lifting capacity on that one. You know, there's so many options, and, you know, if he wants to go new, then we'll have to figure out what brand we're going to go on, want to go with, you know, because Peterbilt is most expensive, Kenworth's second expensive, you can go to International, you can go to Sterling, I mean, there's just so many different ones. I mean, we'd have to, you know, just start searching from there, and where do we want it to come from? You know, if it's going to take a while for the grant, and it's to come out of Anchorage, you know, then maybe next spring, hopefully, if Ferry's running, we just throw it on there.
Well, how about that? Maybe we start researching and bring some options back to the council on this one next month. Would that way they can see what you're talking about and maybe have some prices on some of these, and then Jordan can figure out if we go with the EDA grant or how we might approach it.
Yeah. Either way, I mean, it's you know. Yeah.
What do you think about that? So I'll let you guys do a little more, if you don't mind, Douglas, and we'll get some.
I'll talk with Jordan and see where we're going to go to, and then I can start calling, like the boom trucks, and then call the crane people, like the Pro Terex and these other people, you know, and get prices on new ones. And,
okay.
Know, that, you know, because, you know, even this 35 ton, even if it was, you know, at this point, where I see the City Act is, I think we're done with big construction for a long time in this town.
Yeah, things are going to be slow for a while. But if that's okay with the council, we'll go ahead and then have Douglas and Jordan work together on getting some stuff back for the council to review maybe at next meeting.
And any input you got, Alan? you operate the crane, so, you know.
Alan, did you have any comments on that?
I think that sounds great, that we, you know, research a little better, come up with some prices and figure out, you know, if we can get some assistance on more with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Thanks, Douglas. And then we'll have you and Jordan or get some stuff to him, and we'll get that back to the council next month. Okay.
Sounds good.
Very good. Thank you, guys. So that should take care of those two. We got direction, so we're going to move right along to our proposed address system for the 911. And Dave, I'll let you touch base on this again. We did really talk about this a lot this afternoon, and I think we're almost at some consensus on how to move forward. So I guess I'll let you fill everybody in again, and then we'll add this also to the agenda next month.
Okay. So beta testing, as far as radio goes, goes well with Valdez. They can hear us very well. We can hear them very well. Mapping is so important, because right now we call 911, even if somebody that's never been here before, a crewman or something, they can say I'm at the boat harbor, and they might not know where I'm at, but they could say a name or a boat, and our local folks know where that's at. They don't have to give an address. We know where it's at. They'll have to just say a name or something. With this system now, we can go and with the mapping, we can give a location, and they've got somebody that's got a recorded line that you're talking to a professional. That's all they do. They've been trained to do that. If you have an EMS or a fire person that you need to get, they're going to get more information from them. And if you've got a medical emergency, you're going to be able to give that person, if they're willing to do it, CPR or first aid until they can get somebody going. It's a step forward. This really does the 911 does dovetail into the addressing system. Right now, it'd be tough to just go full blown with the 911, because until we get this addressing system. All we're doing is they're going to parrot the information. Somebody's going to call Valdez on 911, and all Valdez can do is parrot it back to us and hope we know what they're talking about. But if they have a mapping system, then they have a way to communicate and relay the information. So it really would be a step forward to get it to the community and marry up with the 911 system. It would really make it a much more efficient process.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. Any questions or comments? And this will be put back on the agenda next month. Not hearing any. Thank you. Okay. With that, we're going to go ahead and move on to number four, which is our P&D doc proposal, which Jordan hit on a little bit earlier, but we will need to make a decision moving forward to address that situation and how later it may help with possibly insurance or repairs or whatnot. So, Jordan?
Right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, you see the proposal before you from P&D Engineering. Again, they were the engineers of record on the new dock and the old dock. You can see what they're proposing. It's a much more thorough inspection than what the state did. Not that the state did a subpar job, but the state was looking for certain things, whereas this would be looking for additional items as well as focusing a lot more on the old dock. So you can see it's going to be roughly $15,000. Our insurance deductible is $100,000 for the dock because it was earthquake damage. So they could, you know, P&D could say, hey, this dock's just beyond repair, don't bother to spend $100,000 of your deductible because it's not worth it. Or they could come back and say it might need $1 million of repair, or they could come back and say, hey, for $50,000 you probably get it up and working and this will run material over it. So it would just give the council more certainty on how to proceed with the old dock, and then once the new dock is signed off on, how to engineer-wise, we can present that to our insurance company just so they have that on file in case anything develops down the line so there's no confusion or so everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. Very good.
So what we're looking for from council on this item is a motion to enter into a contract with P&D.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jordan. And with that, I'd entertain a motion from council to enter into agreement with P&D to come out and look at our old dock and new dock.
I'll make a motion. Go into this contract.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Marita beat ya. With that, any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
No.
Oop, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, is this our city engineers that we have on that we hired already?
No.
And I'm wondering if you check out to see if there's anybody else out there would be interested in doing this.
No, the ones we had out were state, and this is a private firm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is the same firm that designed our new dock, too.
Yeah, and
so
these...
they're familiar with it.
This individual actually did the old dock, too, P&D. So they're familiar with both projects.
Great.
Okay. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Maria? Yes.
Very good. Motion carries, so you can move forward with that, Jordan. With that, we'll move on to public comments. I think we got both of you folks already, so unless you had anything further to add, not hearing any, I'll close that portion of the meeting and move on to council comments. And this evening, I'm going to start with the folks sitting on the table. I'll start with you, Alan.
I think I'm okay tonight.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Alan. Emil?
I think I was talking a little too much during the meeting already, but no, I don't have anything further. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Emil. Shirley?
Just thank you all for your input, and I'm happy we're going to go ahead with this new traveler. It's much needed. Congratulations to our new chief.
Thank you.
and welcome to the new officers. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Shirley. And Marita?
No comments.
Okay, very good. With that, I'm going to entertain a motion of adjournment.
Motion
has been made by Shirley, second by Marita. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Not hearing any. The meeting has been adjourned.